The Tonga Parliament has unanimously voted to change the constitution to allow Tongan tradition and custom to be applied in the courts. Under the legislative change introduced by the acting Justice Minister, Samuel Vaipulu, they want Supreme Court judges to take account of Tonga's traditional culture when they're making decisions. He acknowledges that Tonga culture is already reflected in the courts, but it has not previously been written into the law. Don Wiseman has more.
Aminia Sikefu, who these days is a prosecutor in South Auckland, was until quite recently the Solicitor General and Acting Attorney General in Tonga. I asked him what the Parliament is wanting to achieve with this change.
The courts are encouraged to consider Tongan custom, to get evidence, obviously, from the parties who come before the court, explain their defence or explain their actions that's in the disputes in before the court. This seems to be a safeguard there in the drafting of the provision, that it all depends on whether the courts deem that Tongan custom is a relevant part of the information of the evidence that it should be considered.
The acting Justice Minister, Samiu Vaipulu, said the constitutional change is just following similar moves in other parts of the Pacific.
It's something that other Pacific islands have done, but here in Tonga we haven't done it. So there is no law or legislation being changed at all. It is just for the judges to take into consideration.
Aminia Sikefu said culture is relevant to the interpretation of law, but he said that already happens in Tonga. He said Tongan culture is already recognised by the courts, with the Tongan apology being allowed during mitigation, but sometimes defendants have abused this.
The courts have taken a cautionary approach to considering when they perform Tongan apologies by the family of the defendant against the victim, because the courts and the judges have, since the 1990s, realized some defendants had just gone in there, conducted the Tongan apology, just as a way of trying to get off of culpability.
Mr. Vaipulu acknowledges the application of the Tonga apology, but said it needed to be written into the constitution.
It's already been applied, but there is nowhere in our legislation that it has been mentioned to be applied, but now it's in the constitution.
Tonga has always relied on overseas judges for its higher courts, but our correspondent, Kalafi Moala, says this may be preparing the path for a fully indigenous Supreme Court bench, which he thinks could be in place as early as next year.
There's a lot of real concern about this in Tonga. And when this amendment comes in, it raises a lot more concern, because we don't want to end up going back a couple hundred years ago when it was customary things and traditions and culture that ruled Tonga. The other thing, too, that's very, very important to ask, and that is, when they're talking about tradition, when they're talking about culture, as you know, culture is something that evolves, changes all the time. And when they're talking, are they talking about Tongan traditions in culture 1,000 years ago, or they're talking about 500 years ago, 200 years ago, or even 10 years ago, because it changes from time to time. And there are certain traditions and cultural things in Tonga. I think speaking as a Tongan would rather forget about it and move on to progressive and modern issues in terms of law.
Samiu Vaipulu confirms there are plans to eventually have a fully Tongan Supreme Court, but he says that's a long way down the road and this latest move by the Parliament's not related to it. He says the advice parliamentarians had was that the amendment didn't need to go to public consultation because it's not changing any laws, just enhancing them. Clause 89 still requires the signature of King Tupou VI before it becomes law. Kordon Wiseman, tēnā.